Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't no stopping us now. Ain't no stopping us now. Moving on.
EHB Services, LLC, for all of your financial needs. We are a licensed brokerage with years of experience in the financial industry. Let's discuss your financial DNA, saving for college, planning for your retirement, preparing for milestone birthdays, and significant investments such as house, car, or both. Call Gene at 855-411-0424. You can also follow him on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn.
Taking my freedom, putting it in my car. It is the Black Business Billionaires Network Club, and you are not Dr. Robinson, Mr. Electric. I am, and we're here today with this beautiful Friday evening, and we have such wonderful guests here today, Kaif, Ismail, Mrs. Dorothy Cook, the Enigma, Mrs. Carolyn Smith, Mr. Nathaniel Evans. He has such a wonderful program for money-making opportunities. We are really excited to be here tonight, and we want to thank you. And I am your host. And let's give you a nice hand. So much going on in the United States of America right now. So many things happening. And we are pushing forward to get things done. And 25 deaths in 25 states, all deemed suicidal. All are not giving the family members an opportunity for a federal investigation, independent prosecutor. All are just around police officers. And this is very strange. Young sister said that there was a way in which the police officers tried to get revenge for Gavin, the gentleman that killed the police officer that killed George Floyd, Gavin that went to jail. There's a lot of retaliation for that as well, and so you have to be careful, mindful, and stay together when you're walking around and things of that sort. And so we're so happy to be here tonight. We're so happy to have our special guests that are coming on. Are going to talk about different financial opportunities. Mrs. Dorothy Cook from BET's Amateur Millionaire is going to be here tonight, and she's going to teach people and show people and tell people how to become a millionaire, and she's going to help people to become a millionaire. And she has programs tonight to assist you and to becoming a millionaire. So we have so many programs tonight, so many things happening. There's Nathaniel. Mr. Nathaniel Evans has a program. You put $15, it reverts itself into $40,000 over a period of time. And that's a multiplicity system, bringing a lot of people at $15 each. You know, you start to multiply $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, up to $40,000. And that's a great opportunity as well. $15 one time. Mr. Kaif Ismail is telling us that there is a finance loan that repays itself. You do not have to pay it back of a whopping $100,000. And there's a process behind that, and he's going to come on and talk about his program. We have just so many programs for financing and opportunities, investment, wellness, and health. You know, we just have tons and tons and tons and tons of opportunities for you financially. We have financial programs as well for financing your businesses. The Black Business Billionaires Network Club, we are serious about business. We are serious about economics and stability in the African-American community, and we're serious about where we have to go. There is so much chaos in the political economic system. There is so much talk about decreasing Social Security retirement, Social Security disability, Social Security insurance. There is so many different fail opportunities. The job market is slowing down. The stock market is slowing down. It's hard for people to make ends meet. The SNAP program, which is the food stamp program, is slowing down. It's reducing itself. It's not enough money. You know, yada, 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 so forth and so on. And it keeps going and keeps going and keeps going. It's so necessary for people to have a plan B, to have that optional money-making opportunity, to have the entrepreneurial spirit, entrepreneurial skill to move forward and to make that extra money. Stay home moms that have to stay home and take care of your kids. There are home jobs. There are home entrepreneurial programs where you can make a substantial amount of money. You might even want your husband to stay home after a certain amount of money, $5, $10, $15, $20,000 a month. And we're going to talk about those programs as well. We're going to try to help you economically. We're going to try to help you get your finances back in order. And I believe we have with us online here right now. I'm going to open up the line 347-346. I'm going to give him a nice hand. I believe that's the Nikki. I am losing people here. Technology is screwed up or something. Are you there? Are you there? Okay, we have a technical problem, technical issue. People are dropping off of the audio here. Dropping off the audio, they're dropping out the studio, they're dropping off the keyboard, the computer system here, the on-site computer system. So we're having difficulties in that area, and we'll keep trying until we try. All those who have gotten bitten, all those who got dropped from the call back in 347-857-1311. It is so much going on, people, but it's such a necessity, such a need for us to have financial security. It's such a problem in America today. Families can't make it ends meet. Husbands working two jobs, wives working two jobs. Kids are coming home to an empty home, and it's causing lots and lots and lots of difficulties for families. The American government is hatred, hatred, hatred. Republicans hate Democrats, Democrats hate Republicans. They're fighting each other, and they're not watching the government. They're not watching the economy. They're not doing anything to make sure that you, the American people, is living comfortably. There has to be the cost of living increase, index, and the increase have not happened for years, and it doesn't seem like it's going to happen. Definitely we need a cost of living increase in every aspect of life, in the job market, in the fixed income areas. We need an increase financially to stay up with the financial increases that's going on now. So we're asking you, sir, you ma'am, that you come on and talk about and help us, assist us in getting these things done. It's so important that we realize that it's difficult, you know, in making things come together. So we got to keep trying. We got to keep trying. We got to keep trying to find new ways. That's why the Black Business Billionaires Network Club, we find ways to make extra money. We find ways to replace your job with an entrepreneurial opportunity, open up your own business, take advantage of the tax shelters, the tax provisions that make it possible for you to pay less taxes and more money in your pocket. We want for Black businesses in the community to be flourishing. We want Black-owned businesses to be supported by the Black community. We want to bring the economy back up in America by bringing all these businesses back together. That is what's necessary, you know, to get the economy rolling again, bringing businesses back to life. So we want to thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am, for being on tonight. And we want to thank you to our listeners for all these 10 years. 10 years of the Black Fitness Billionaires Network Club. Rev Ron, Mr. Electric, Ronnie L. Roberts. Let's give us a nice hand. It is just so exciting, all of these years, 10, 12 years of being on radio and talking with my fans, talking with my constituents, talking with my listeners, and just growing the radio program, growing the individual listeners, the supporters, the fans of mine that support me and support this radio program, support my stand on economics for Black people, Black people sticking together in unity, Black people developing economics, and Black people doing for self, and Black people being self-sufficient and independent of a non-nation state. And come ye from among them and be ye different, the Bible says. We have to come from among this system, and we have to become different, and we have to devise something different in a whole nother system. So we are so happy and so proud to be the Black Business Billionaires Network Club. You can join, ma'am, sir, join your business, join individually. The Black Business Billionaires Network Club is all about economics, economics, economics. It's all about bringing unity and finances, wellness and health. Health and wellness and wealth. Health, wellness, and wealth. Health, wellness, and wealth. We are trying to bring back good health, wellness, being well, and wealth, being financially secure. Those things go together like apple pie and Chevrolet and baseball. They go together. It's very important to be healthy, well, and wealthy. Those things work together for the betterment of all. And so we're so excited tonight to have y'all here at the radio program and to express our concerns and express the requirements that we have in life now, those things which we must, that are required by us to do, to build an economy, to build a structure, to build a society, to make it different. We can do better. We can do better than what we're doing. We got to move forward. We have to come and collaborate with others. We got to associate ourselves with supporters. We got to get people to support our will, our way, and our injection. We have to change the conditions of America, but we have to get that which belonged to us. For so many 400 years, we've been displaced, dismantled, and disgraced by the fact that we're not getting what belongs to us. That is so important. God wants us to have what belongs to us. He said, give unto Caesar, which is due Caesar. You know, you don't take from people that which does not belong to you. And you don't let people suffer because they don't have that which belongs to them. So we're coming together to make sure, ma'am, sir, that we get back that which belongs to us, that we live a life pleasing unto God and in the life that God wants us to live. He said, I would that you prosper and be in good health. I would, if you leave it to me, if you support me, if you trust me, if you follow me, I would make sure that you be in good health and that you prosper. So we want to be in good health. We want to prosper. There's so many things that we want to get done. There's so many things that's happening now in society There's so many superficial things that are happening. There's fake news. There's a whole lot of fake people that are creating fake environment, fake things, and they're causing a lot of havoc over nothing that's real. So we need to come together in realness and seriousness and develop opportunities for our people. And we need to go forward. We need to express our concern with the United States of America government. We need to let the government know those things which are wrong and need correction so that we can all live a harmonious life and we can all go forward. It's so important. So here at the Black Business Billionaires Network Club radio program, we are about changing the conditions as we see them. We're about allowing ourselves to be frugal financially to secure a safe and economic stability. We're about coming together in unity and supporting one another financially. We're about a healthy community, is a working community, is a money-generating community, is a healthy community. When a community is homeless and helpless and impoverished and poor and on welfare, you find drugs and alcoholism and homelessness causes all kinds of criminality, sickness, mental and physical health. You find so many problems from this kind of condition. So we're here at the Black Business Billionaires Network Club, neighborhood by neighborhood, state by state, municipality by municipality, city by city. We want to change the economy of the diaspora, the African diaspora, African people, Black people, wherever you at. We want to make an economic change in your life. And listen, you do it here in America because we're all here. It spreads to other countries as well. Let's get this done. Let's get this economy that we need in America, in America. Let's get it done. Let's get this thing to the point where we don't have to worry about financial conditions and problems, et cetera, anymore. So, you know, the only way we're going to do that is we come together in unity and understanding and change. That's the way you find change. I'm not talking about change like 2 cents, 50 cents, $1, whatever. I'm talking about true change in the community, change in the lives of the people in the community as well. Just a total change in the way we operate, change in the way we do things. Totally got to have some kind of change. You know, it is so imperative and so important that we have this kind of change. Is what it's all about, is how it makes things happen in this change. So, brother, sister, everyone, come together and let's secure this change. We have to continue to fight for this change, continue to work hard for it, continue to do things that we have not done before, and we have to continue to step up, step out, and get things done. We need change. We need serious change. And we need unity, trust, love, wellness, health, wealth, and we need stability. We need governmental support. We need the government to recognize and to also appreciate our communities, appreciate the people that we serve, that they serve, they're supposed to serve, the politicians, political people, the job is a servant job, to serve the community, to serve the municipalities, to serve the people, and help move them forward. So we're working hard. We're working hard to get things done. We're working hard to change some of the instability that's there. We're working hard to make folks realize that we can make this thing happen together, and we should not demise each other. We should not find ourselves in a demising situation where we're turning our backs on each other when we need each other the most. The most disturbing thing is when people turn their back on people when people need them the most. That's not going to work at all. That's not going to bear any credence on us. We're going to take a commercial break, and we're going to come right back with the Black Business Billionaires Network Club. We're going to bring some of our guests on. They're going to talk about how to become a millionaire, or how to become a thousandaire, or how you're going to work to get there, what you have to do to make that happen on the Black Business Billionaires Network Club. All about the money, y'all. Dollar bills, y'all. I remember that rap song, Dollar Bills, y'all. All about the money. So we are so excited to be here tonight. We're so excited. Our 12th year or so on radio programs across the country and serving the people, serving the community, getting information out to the community, making sure everybody is prospering, everybody is getting a break financially. And so here we go, commercial break, and we should be right back.
Yeah. Oh. Entertainment. Worldwide. Network. We on live. We in your speakers. And on your mind. On your mind. 10 o'clock.
Yes, this is Lenny Williams. I'm out here in Oakland, California.
I'm Nisha Lay. I sang on payment with the NWA, Dr. Dre, and Eazy-E.
It's Just Will, Black Pearl Entertainment artist, newly signed to I Am Jesus Records. You're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., CEO. Coming to you live, this is business, so pay attention.
Yo, it's your boy LV the Slap Thing, and I'm over here chilling with my guy, The Plug, Don Jr., CEO, Entertainment Worldwide Network Radio. You dig?
What's good, homie? It's your boy, Big D.
It's your folk, Checking Traps.
This your piece, Captain Mac.
I let your boy, Boss Lena.
Your boy, Brick Boy Rico.
It's your boy, Joe Dirt.
Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy, Buddha, a.k.a. Buddy Mouse.
Yo, what's good? It's the Vic Percy Jones.
And Big Shell is now in your area.
Yo, this your boy, Mr. Hamster Knife.
It's your girl, Lady Duet.
It's just Rich Gates.
This your bro, JT, Mr. Guaranteed the Rick.
Yo, this your dude, Insane G.
What up? This your boy, Jihad, a.k.a. J Hood.
Yo, this your folks, Young Birds.
Yo, this your folk, GB Cooney.
Yo, this is Mike G Jungle. Hey, what it do? It's your boy, Size Money.
This your boy, Big Chad Domingo.
Bye-bye. Salute the big dog.
This your boy, J Futuristic.
This your folk, Lil Raheem. You did.
I am Geronimo Beals. Off the deep end. Getting blessings. Wise Life Records. And you're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., the CEO, coming to you live.
Hey, what it do? This is Charlie Boy, the Versatile Charlie.
You're listening to the hottest radio station.
Are you ready to be inspired?
uplifted, enlightened, and entertained. Judge Joe Brown is an all-American judge, lawyer, and television personality. Judge Joe Brown was raised in the Crenshaw District of Los Angeles, California. Overcoming the harsh streets of L.A., he graduated at the top of his class from Dorsey High School. He then went on to earn his bachelor's degree in political science at UCLA. Judge Joe Brown is a member of the Phi Alpha fraternity and became the first African-American prosecutor in Memphis, Tennessee. He then opened his own practice before becoming a judge on the state criminal court of Shelby County, Tennessee. Judge Joe Brown was then thrusted into the national spotlight for sitting over James Earl's last appeal for race conviction for the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He then caught the attention of producers of Judge Judy and is now the arbiter of his own arbitration-based reality court TV show that has been recorded for over 16 years. This show is syndicated on Bounce and available to millions of homes across America. Judge Joe Brown has been on a mission to educate the leaders of the future and has started a movement titled SAG Pants Equals a SAG Mind. This is a call to action. Let's talk and change the world. Judge Joe Brown is ready to speak at your next event. Follow Judge Joe Brown at Judge Joe Brown TV on Twitter. This message has been brought to you by 2D, owner of KFSM Radio and Bloody Rain Productions, and Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team. Contact 2Deep at 337-936-5176 or Pastor Don Jr. at 818-358-5722.
The NEO Project is a business network collective of professional CEOs, community leaders, doctors, recording artists, label owners, lawyers, judges, business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major connections across the globe. For more information, visit www.myprojectneo.org or call 800-249-8830. We have a live conference call, Join in the Conversation, hosted by Dr. Rev Robinson Sr. and Dr. Winborn. Share your ideas about growing your business. New ideas, featured partner, video promo, social media, exposure, rotation, profit sharing, meetups at your establishment. Join the conference call on Blog Talk Radio Thursday and Friday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Sunday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Live talk with Eva. Call 347-857-1311. Press 1 to speak on freeconferencecall.com. Saturday, 12 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Call into 515-604-9642. Access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, hashtag T-Mobile or Boost Mobile, call 206-451-6043, then 515-604-9642, access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, T-Mobile, or Boost Mobile, dial 206-451-6043, then 515-604-9642, access code 910488. Financial consulting and investments, call DSNR Consultants LLC Corporate Office, 914-363-9007. Text 518-866-7605. Email RevRunRobinson, RevRun11 at gmail.com. Shout out to Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and Keisha Miss, CEO, the 300 Elite members, also 3 Max and a Nerd, and Andrea's Talent Management.
Fashion is SoSeductiveLive.com. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. SoSeductiveLive has the best apparel from Gucci, Prada, Fendi, Guess, Rolex, Nike, Tiara Michelle, True Religion, Louis Vuitton.
Greetings, I'm Miss K, CEO and founder of SoSeductive Shoes and Fashion. I started my company to keep you informed. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. I believe in fashion, so SoSeductive is fun and needs to be seen. I want to inspire people just like you. I want someone to look at me and say, because of you, I didn't give up. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. I am Miss K, CEO and founder of SoSeductive Shoes and Fashion. You can find me on your favorite social network at Keisha Miss CEO. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com.
There's a lot to learn in the music business, and without a teacher, it gets even harder and very costly. Introducing the Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint. Don Jr., CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network, has put together a detailed book to take your career to the next level in the entertainment business. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint will teach you the do's and don'ts of the entertainment industry, starting from the beginning to the end. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint covers the topics of business plan, logo design, CD design layout, sales, radio airplay, CD marketing strategy, massive emailing, CD sales one sheet, press kit, media kit, online media kit, internet marketing, MP3 online distribution, hip-hop blog sites, hip-hop magazines, hip-hop DVDs, mixtapes, street teams, music publishing and royalties, music lawyers, tour bookings, and more. The Green Dragon record-breaking blueprint is available only by contacting Don Jr., CEO, at 818-358-5722 or email donjrceo@gmail.com.
Do you need more exposure? Do you need more fans? Are you planning to be wealthy and successful in business? The 365 Days of Radio campaign is a business training program teaching you how to build your brand, business, product, or service. How to meet and network with people in other cities. How to make connections with other business owners. And how to talk about your business on an open platform. All the tools you need before you speak to investors, advertisers, and or sponsors. Are you ready to receive money and make it to the next level? Education is the key to success. And experience is the best teacher. Learn from the comfort of your own personal remote location. The 365-day radio campaign is a business training program. For business training, tuition, schedules, and fees, please call Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and the winning team at 818-358-5722. That's right, Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team at 818-358-5722. We live in dangerous times, and you never know when you'll need a lawyer. Introducing Legal Shield. Get legal help 24/7. For over 47 years, people from all walks of life have joined our community and our mission to empower and protect. Wait, there's more! Become a sales associate and watch your commission grow with every sale. We are working together to change the negatives into positives. Business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major corporations all across the globe. We focus on business education, advertising, so that everyone can see the return on their investment. Visit our website at robinsonir38.wearelegalshield.com or for more information, contact Dr. Ron Robinson at 914-363-9007 or 203-515-7167 or 914-530-5876. Again, visit us at our website at www.robinsonr38.wearelegalshield.com.
It is so secure and so safe when you have an attorney, access to an attorney 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365 days in a year, 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning. If ever you get stopped by a police officer, ever you get accosted by police and arrested or took into jail, you have access to call a attorney at 2, 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning. And they will pick up the phone, they will answer you and your concerns, and they will come down to the precinct and get you if necessary. That is so, you know, necessary that I feel so protected by having that opportunity, have an attorney available to me 24 hours, 7 days a week. On Legal Shield, I'm telling you, you get stopped, especially African American people who get abused by police officers 24 hours, 7 days a week. You're driving 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, you get stopped, you call the emergency number, someone picks up and forwards you to an attorney who can come down to the precinct and get you out of jail. $29.95 a month, you can't beat that. The first time you put down $29, that's when you initiate your process to be protected by an attorney 24 hours and 7 days a week, 365 days in the year, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. You don't have to worry. I mean, I am so happy. I got my children. You get to put your children in it. You put your family members in it. And it is a fantastic opportunity to be legally protected. We are so happy to have with us again, you know, every time I bug her, she comes on the program and excited with good news, good enthusiasm, new information as well. a breathtaking money-making opportunity to help you as well. And that's nobody, no other than Mrs. Dorothy Cook, who's the from the television program, The Amateur Millionaire, who have actually helped so many Americans find the American dream, find the opportunity, make a millionaire status of themselves. And she has some fantastic programs. And I've got so many calls from people just encouraged by her motivational speaking. And so we're so happy to have her on. Let's welcome Mrs. Dorothy Cook. We are so happy to have you on.
Thank you. I'm happy to be on, and I'm happy to hear about that legal shield, too, because once you get your health and wealth, the next thing you need is that legal shield. With the way things are going on now, that is a good thing. That is a great thing.
Amen.
Your health is
Amen.
Your greatest wealth. You need health, and you need money, and you need yourself and your family protected. You
Amen.
Go in that
Amen.
Courtroom without an attorney, your butt going up the road.
There you go.
So,
there you go.
Hearing that,
there you go.
I highly recommend that to any and everybody. And you can't say you can't afford it. You can't afford not to.
Mm.
For $29, you'd be out having chicken dinners trying to get somebody out of jail. Pay $29. Come on, y'all. Okay? But I ain't finna go over his program again, but I do think people should have that. Your health,
Amen.
Your wealth,
Amen.
And protect your freedom. There's too much stuff going on right now. Police stop you and you go to jail, you don't even know why. And don't know how to help you and go to signing all the papers. They put you in jail for 30 years. Well, why? Because you signed them papers you didn't know nothing about.
Exactly.
But that's
exactly.
another story and another day.
Sign
and,
nothing, people.
Just,
sign nothing. And young people, you know, nothing, Dorothy, not to cut you off your train of thought. Young people under the age of 19 or some states 21, you do not talk to police without your parents' presence. I have seen too many young people, 16, 17, 14, 15, go to jail in handcuffs, and their parents are not there. And these young kids are interrogated, they're abused. And that's why it's so important to have Legal Shield, where your child can get on his cell phone and he can call Legal Shield and say, I'm being arrested, and the Legal Shield can get an attorney to that precinct or wherever he at, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. I've been in Legal Shield since 1972. Tony Brown from Tony Brown Journal television program, a good friend of mine, he got me into Legal Shield when it first came out. And when I found out Mr. Stonehoffer, who started it, he started it because he saw too many people who were poor that didn't have opportunities to have a lawyer on retainer get abused by the system. And when that young man in the Bronx 10 years ago, 15 years ago, Mr. Diallo, got shot 41 times because he was trying to reach for his wallet because they asked him for his ID. They asked the man for the ID. The man is nervous. He's from Africa. He didn't know what was going on. Mr. Amadou Diallo, everybody remembers him all over the news. And they asked him for his wallet, and he went in his pocket. The wallet fell, and he tried to pick it up to get the ID for them, and they shot this man 41 times. I'm saying, people, you need to protect yourself. You need to have a person of a legal minded that you can call, that can say to the police officer, my name is Attorney John, and I'm representing Ron. Are you going to arrest him? If you are, where are you taking him to, and what is the arrest for? Now, if I ask the cop that, if I ask the cop why you stopped me and what you arrested me for, it turns into a very volatile situation where I can get shot, beat up, or whatever. Okay, but if an attorney of the court a legal person of the court system, an officer of the court, if attorney says that to him, he must respond to him. He might not respond to me. He might not have to respond to me. He got a gun. I ain't got a gun. He got the law on his side. I ain't got nothing on my side at that time. I'm just saying to y'all, you know, there was a video going around of this abusive, I think he was a lieutenant retiring, and he said he felt so bad about how he did black people, and he wanted to explain how it starts. And he says it starts with a slap and some yelling, and then it goes to other things, so forth and so on. And he said, you know, I realize that I abuse black people, and I don't do it to white people, he said, because black people don't have nobody to call. They don't have nobody. He said they have no power. They don't have nobody. Which I know we as people, we know that's wrong. We got God. We got Jesus to call, but that's another story. But his interpretation, this ignorant man, the pressure that's put on police officers to do all kinds of things, the kind of commanding officers that get on an officer's case like a drill sergeant, it puts pressure. It puts anger. The police officer, when he leaves, roll call. Roll call is in the morning time when the officers meet all together. They disperse into the street, and they get a briefing from the commanding officer. That roll call experience, my brother was a police officer for 32 years. That roll call experience is terrible, the way they treat one another. So how you expect, if you treating your officers like trash, how you expect them to go out into the public and act with some kind of common sense? So people, I'm just saying, the environment is bad. The conditioning is bad. We know that policing started from the slave master giving power to somebody to go find the runaway slaves, and that started law enforcement. So it's awkward for us as a people coming from the conditions that we come from to understand that sometimes people perpetrate a fraud because if people can get away with stuff, they're going to get away with it. If people can abuse you, they're going to abuse you. If people don't have to go to work, they ain't going to work. Whatever they need, whatever they want to do, they do what they want to do. And it's a very abusive environment, this policing thing. And I'm just saying, with Legal Shield, it's wonderful to have it for your children who went away to college, your children who goes out, you know, with parties and things of that sort, concerts at night. It's a blessing to know that they have a cell phone and they have a number that they can call and get help if the police stops them. If you're on the road and you by yourself and it's dark and you know what I'm saying, and you're the only one out there, but you're the cop. So many things could happen. But it's good to have somebody you can call and let the officer listen. I got my attorney on the phone. He wants to talk to you. End of conversation. You know. You know, I just wanted to say
let's
that.
Let's talk some health and wellness. Let's talk some health and wellness.
Amen.
Let's talk
Amen.
Some health and wellness.
Now we want to get mentally. You know something I want to also say, Sister Dorothy? Mental health and physical health is works together. As a retired psychologist, I've seen so many people with misdiagnosis because of the physical is affecting the mental. And I've seen so many psychotic behaviors and so many people are have so many different levels of dementias and different behaviors.
Right. And do you know the biggest problem, the biggest challenge, not cutting you off, we have is we don't eat right and we don't put the right things in our body. If you put the right things in your body, people would not be going through all this depression and all this. But listen, keep talking, Ronnie. I've got to take this call. I'll be right back.
Okay. Listen, people, the physical and the mental, the spiritual, all works together. If you are, that's why Jesus said, God said, I would that you prosper and be in good health. Your finances can put you into a mental condition. Your homelessness can put you in mental condition. You know, when you get homeless and helpless, you get upset, you get mad, you get dispersed, you look for drugs, you look for alcohol to relieve your pain. And this only leads to more and more addiction and more you get more disparity when you're high on drugs and alcohol. So you got to understand the physiological, the psychological, and the spiritual. This all works together. And one will damage the other. And, the psychosis will come in. Psychotic behavior will come in. Psychosis is basically when you don't realize what you're doing. You're totally tormented and you're divided from reality. You know, so these conditionings, these are things that happen to people when there's pressure, when there's depression. You can lose your job, losing your home and your car. Your wife could be, you know, angry at you, and all of this. The kids could be needing so many things, and all these experiences could end up having you have a condition and a problem where you find yourself in a mental state that you can't get out. Find yourself in conditioning, psychological conditioning, physiological conditioning. The mind will play games on you. If you are not in good health, if you're not happy, if you're not in good relationships, if you're not talking to people, if you're not relating to your pastor, if your therapist, your wife, your children, your grandchildren, your nieces, your nephew, your brother, your sister, if you are totally segregated from all things that human beings need, you'll find yourself in a terrible state of mind. So it's so important. Take care of your health. Take care of your health, and your wealth will come after. Make sure that you take good vitamins, take good herbs, take good spices, eat good. Like Dorothy, Mrs. Dorothy Cook said, eat well, stay healthy. Rich people eat good. They eat well. They eat healthy. And it's so important that you find organic foods. You find natural foods. You find foods that are beneficial to your health, your body, your mind. You make sure your children start off at a young age with nutritional food, that they get used to vegetables and get used to fruits and vegetables and things of that sort. Maybe now they got some good vegan stuff out now. They got good non-based products. They got good plant-based products, sausages, hamburgers, even some form of a chicken that's plant-based. And it's healthy for you. It's natural for you. It will help you. You need these products. You need healthy living, healthy food. They got something now called Dead Food Zone. And dead food zones are basically located in the impoverished areas where there's a lot of poverty. There are bad grocery stores that carry contaminated, outdated, stale, unnatural, chemical-based. You know, everything is sugar, everything is a lot of butter, everything is, you know, it's terrible for your health. It's bad for your health. And people tend to eat the potato chips and the cupcakes and ice creams and lollipops and chocolate bars and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, all day long. Because this is what they have access to. This is what they have available in their communities. And so when you find yourself in that kind of condition, you need to get, you need to get good and healthy food. You need to have a healthy life. You need to be around good people in good environments. You need to be in a state of mind that you're clear on what's going on in your life and that you can change the condition of your life and you can, you know, find yourself in a better situation. It's so important, you know, that we have good food, that we have good healthy food around us. And when you're poor,
right,
you know, you're around.
I'm
food,
back on, Ronnie.
Chemicals.
I'm so sorry, but I had to
good,
take that
good.
Call.
No, it's great, great. Mrs. Dorothy Cook is with us again. And we were just talking about, I was saying to the people that a lot of these chemicals, a lot of foods are really not good for you, but there's a lot of vegan
right.
stuff out now, a lot of plant-based. I saw some plant-based sausages and tell, come, let me tell y'all something.
But, you know, you got to read the ingredients and all that, too, because they got to have something to hold that stuff together. You know what I'm saying? You got to read all these ingredients. Everything costs a, you know, I've got some greens that put all the greens in your body that you need. You can't eat enough vegetable to get what these products that I have will put in your body. These products stop a leaky gut in 14 days. It stops depression day one. It puts the bad stuff out of your body and the good stuff in. I've got a product that builds your immune system so strong it'll kick COVID in the butt. Okay? Monkeypox, all of that stuff. If your immune system is built up, it will fight for you. That's the way God fixed us. When you put these foreign things in your body, and I'm not telling nobody not to take no shot, and I'm not knocking you if you did, and I'm not knocking you if you didn't. But when you put foreign things in your body got to fight it and learn and try to figure out what it is. But when you put the stuff that God asked you to put in there, your body recognizes it. But see, we got so much stuff in our body that our body don't know what is you doing to me? What is going on? We eat everything. And then we expect to be well. You know, that when Popeye's come out with that fried chicken sandwich, that chicken sandwich had, I forgot how many calories, it had so much sodium in it. Jesus, you could put it in a balloon and fly in a balloon. But thousands of people was in line to eat sodium.
I was telling people that I said the black community, $27 million in 8 hours off of that sandwich. That's what they made.
Okay.
Of course,
and
country,
read the ingredients on that sandwich. Read the ingredients. It had 1,200, I think, units of sodium in it. It was nothing but salt. You're eating pure salt.
Hmm. Wow.
Did you see a bunch of white folks in line for that? Us with the high blood pressure. We finna go get all the salt we can to run our high blood pressure up higher, cholesterol up higher, and then wonder why we sick.
And then we turn around and say, oh, we ain't got no money. We don't have no
right.
money. You know, Mr. Dorothy Cook come on with a program that's healthy for your life. It helps you create wealth as well. It helps and it makes you healthy products. But y'all ain't got no money. But y'all can spend $27 million in a day. Come on, y'all
right.
now. We the last to get hired, the first to get fired. We have economic problems all over the place. We the poorest people according to the American statistics. But we got $27 million a day.
Yeah. And people say, I'm scared to invest in myself. I'm scared to invest. If you're scared to invest the money due to what the cost of getting started, wait until you see what the cost of staying where you are. It triples what you will invest to get started in my business or leadership business or any business. But you need to be an entrepreneur. You need to invest in yourself. The best investment you can make is in yourself. So why would you not want to invest in yourself, in your health, in your wealth? The opportunity of a lifetime. I can't afford it. You can't afford not to. We all want to be rich, but don't want to do nothing. We want to go play the lottery. Scratch off. That's a scam. You know you ain't going to win. And they're scamming you, taking all your bill money, everything. This is an opportunity of a lifetime. A chance for you to make some money. A chance for you to be healthy. Healthy. Steve Jobs would have gave all the money he had for one more day. One more day. Just one more day. And God knows he had more money in the first three banks you walked past. One more day he would have gave it. Here you have an opportunity to change your health and your wealth, and because you don't like who's telling you, it's a scam. Because I ain't seen it, it's a scam. Do you know there's a whole new world out here of what you have not seen? See, wealthy people don't go through these changes. Wealthy people, you show them opportunity, they get in it, and they make them some money. We pick it apart. We got to see everything. That's why they move ahead and we don't. We scared to take a chance. We want to hold a nickel till the buffalo come off.
There you go. I said something.
We don't want to give nothing. We don't want to share nothing. Yeah. So people got to be wanting to help themselves.
In a show
and
I
you
had,
gotta
I
stop being scared. Scared money don't make money.
Amen.
A
Amen.
Show you had what?
I told people. And so I said, one common cliche that people always say, the poor get poorer, the richer get richer. And I
That's
said,
right.
and I asked in the class, I said, why do y'all think that is? And everybody, well, you know, there's no privileges. Well, you know, they came from a wealthy family. Well, you know, they're educated. Well, not duh. No. I told them, I said, here's a simple, common reason why. Wealthy people do wealthy things. They do things to generate
Come
income.
On.
Poor people do poor things. What they do
right.
is creating poverty. It's not creating wealth. I said, God said the poor you always have with you. Poverty start. Everybody started from poverty. Jesus started off from poverty. He was, you know, he was born in a cave. Mother and father was homeless. Okay. Everybody start off in poverty. People are born into wealth, but poverty is the beginning. Why? Because God said, since you've been good at the little things, I'm going to make you master of many. You got to start small and build up. I told a sister, she told me, oh, I got the greatest food pantry, honey. I got organic food. I got the best food pantry. I said, sister, let me tell you something. Don't let your clients become immune to that. Food that soup kitchen and that food pantry where they just coming every time you call them and you giving them food. I said help them build themselves up that they don't need the food pantry, that they come back and they're giving you money to help you help someone else. It's poverty. If you're good at poverty, if you're successful, and when I say successful, I mean going from poverty to middle class, to whatever levels classes are, you will be successful as a wealthy person. It's a learning process. Don't stay in poverty. Don't keep your mind in poverty. Take it as a learning process.
Right.
It's your learning.
The only difference between
successful.
Wealthy and poverty is wealthy people will do what poor people won't. That's the only difference. Poor people got to pick everything apart and got to see. But let me see how it's done. Let me see if it works for you. Or what if the person get up and do it? If it works for them, they make money. If it don't, they start something else.
Amen.
That's the only difference. They'll do what
mentality.
Poor people won't do. So the opportunity that I have to help people, you can call me or they can call you. My number is 281-802-8103, 281-802-8103. Let me help you come
out of brokenness. You don't have to be broke another day in your life. And I don't have a get-rich-quick scheme. Neither do I have a get-rich-slow scheme. We just going to make some money and get healthy. Healthy. It pays to be healthy. It pays to help you help people be healthy.
Amen.
That's all I do.
Amen. Amen. I want to bring in another good brother here that's been helping people. The man himself, Pastor Don Jr., the CEO of the 300 million winning team. That's in the nice hand.
I love that. Please, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, this is Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team. Shouts out to Dr. Reverend Robinson. Shouts out to everybody under the sound of my voice. And shouts out to you, the listeners, who never heard this before. You're in the right place at the right time. Man, I love what's going on. And I love what the sister just said prior to me speaking. That's very important.
There you go.
You have to bring forth change. How you doing tonight? I'm so happy.
Mrs. Dorothy Cook is with us tonight, an amateur millionaire. You're here tonight with the 300 winning team members, and I want to encourage folks, man. I want you to encourage your 300 team members. Get with Dorothy Cook's program. Get with the program. It is an opportunity to create wealth for your family, and it's time to go. So I want you, Pastor Don Jr., the CEO, talk to your people. Tell them right now to get with the program.
Hey, man, well, it's very imperative that we come to these shows, we get in here because it's recorded, you get rewarded later. If you don't put your voice out there, closed mouths going to get fed. So if we're not telling people we're hungry, they don't know we need something to eat. And that's the opportunity and the idea behind what we're doing here at the NEO Project and the different subsidiaries under NEO Project. And if you know anything like I know, Dr. Ron Robinson, he got doctorate. He didn't just go to school one day. He had to go to school multiple days to get that doctorate. So he know what he's doing at the same instant. What can you bring to the table? What did John F. Kennedy say? It's not what you can do for you. It asks what you can do for your country. And this is our country, y'all. We here. We on social media. This is the first Friday of summer. Summer has kicked off tremendously. The world's opened back up. Now we have to get out of our corona mission and get on our mission to bring forth change to the people who's alive. I lost 40 people through this virus. I got 40 more coming on, but at the end of the day, the reality of the situation is the people who died, they would never been heard, never will be seen again. While you have an opportunity, y'all reach out. Tell a friend, like, share, subscribe, whatever you got to do, put the word out. We can't make nothing happen if we don't have a direction. And on GPS of life, I pass the floor back over to you, Dr. Ron.
Thank you so much. Dorothy Cook, make a challenge. I think people need a challenge. Can we give these folks a challenge?
Yeah. A challenge that may save their life. A challenge
Amen.
That may save their health. The opportunity is here and now. Not tomorrow. When you wake up in the morning, after you open your eyes, guess what's going to be there? Tomorrow. It's going to wake you up.
Amen.
And if you haven't done anything today to make your tomorrow better, if you don't get what you want in life, life is going to fill you up with what you don't want. I challenge you to step out and change your own life. The life you save may be yours. It may be your family's. Get some great products and put in your life and change and see how different your life will be. So what will you do to help yourself today? What will you do to make tomorrow a better day? Because tomorrow will be here in the morning. If God lets you live and you wake up, it will be tomorrow. And what will you have done? That's all I want to know. what would you have done? So I'm going to leave it up to you to give them a challenge. I'm here to help them. Whatever you come up with, I'm here to back it.
Okay, there you go. Listen, people, the Black Business Billionaires Network Club, we are here for economic stability in the community. We are here to uplift your family, to support them. We give you many, 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 many resources and information. We're here to develop our community. It's so necessary and important. I said before, the beginning of the show, I said there's so many stay-home moms that need an income. This is an opportunity for you to get an income, to get your family healthy, to get your husband healthy. He's doing two jobs. He needs to be healthy. You're taking care of them children day and night. You need to be healthy, okay? That's health and wealth. That's a perfect combination for the family. My challenge to Black families is to get healthy and to get wealthy. That's your challenge, because that's one of the major issues today in America is health and wealth. The economy is going all whacked out. The health system is all messed up, and you have to be self-sufficient. You have to have a way of getting yourself healthy yourself. You have to do it for you, and God will bless you. God bless those what? A mama may have, papa may have, but God bless a child of God his own. You have to bless, you have to be the catalyst of change for yourself. And I'm saying to every family on the phone right now and on the radio, listen, get these products. Get involved in this business. Get involved in this business. Give Dr. Cook, give your number out again.
281-802-8103. I'm here to help anybody that won't help. 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 Remember, the key word is help. Help
now,
I'm you.
I'm going to say this, and Darcy might get mad at me, but Darcy is a millionaire and probably been many, many times over. But tell them how long it took you in this business to make your
18 months.
Oh, wow.
And I've got people making over $1 million a month now.
Oh, wow.
A month on stuff that most people are scared of. I ain't going to do that. It's a scam. Well, they're making $1 million a month off a scam, and they're in jail, so it must not be a scam.
Amen, amen, and
okay.
Amen.
Support you, Cook. Let me tell
y'all something. Do y'all know the highest times that rich people make money is when there's an economic recession? When you hear them say
they made so much money during this pandemic,
yes.
Do you know that 180 people became millionaires? And I don't know how many became billionaires.
Oh, wow.
I had to count, but I don't know where I put it. During the pandemic, while poor people were saying, let me wait and see what happened. Let me hold on to my money because I might need it. Okay? Wealthy people got wealthier during the pandemic.
Mm. Wow.
Yes,
I'm blown away.
Look at Zoom. Look how much money Zoom made. Having people work from home on the Zoom. Look how much money Uber made having you deliver their food to them. Only people didn't make no money was the scared people sitting home talking, let me see what happened. I'm going to wait it out. Yeah, you waited it out and they got rich. The rich got richer and the poor waited it out.
Amen. Amen.
Google how many millionaires were made during the pandemic. Google it. Instead of Googling
rock,
like Beyonce.
They were telling you.
Yeah.
If you live on the rock, Dorothy, they were telling you on the news. They gave statistics of how many people got rich during the pandemic.
Okay.
They were giving it on the news. But let me tell you all this. You cannot. Einstein said, who's supposed to have the highest IQ, very smart man, Einstein said, one of the complexities of life is that man will continue to do the same thing with the hope and understanding and the possibility that he'll get different results. He said that's insanity.
Yeah.
There's no
That's
way
insanity.
To do the same thing over and over and
over,
over
and over and get
over,
different
over,
results
over and, over and become complacent and keep doing it the same way and expect you're going to get something else. Sugar and rice don't make peanut butter and jelly. You got to have peanut
okay.
butter and jelly, y'all. Okay.
Okay.
So if y'all think that you're sitting down there and you're holding on to your little couple of dollars. My grandpa told me one time, he gave me a dollar. He said, boy, hold your hand tight. And I held my hand tight. He said, now, what you got inside your hand? I said, a dollar. He said, open it up. And he put another dollar. He said, now what you got? I said, I got $2. He said, open your hands up sometime to different things and different people in need. You'll get blessed.
Okay.
You'll get blessed. And people don't want to do things, but they want, and I understand sometimes, you know, yeah, mama told you this, daddy told you that, grandmama did it, granddaddy did it, and it becomes a family tradition or whatever, a family way of living. But sometimes you got to look beyond that. You got to do something different. If everybody in the family ain't got no money, just like Ms. Dorothy Cook said, if every time somebody passed away, we got to have chicken dinner sold, something is wrong. Something is really, really, really wrong. In 2022.
Can I say something on that, Dr. Ronald Robinson?
Yeah.
Very important. My uncle taught me this. You change your attitude, you're going to change your income. So you can't have the same attitude going to work, clocking into a job, if you're going to be looking at the bigger picture. The bigger picture is the reality. We got thousands of people right now that have an opportunity. All they have to do is call the phone number, in part, and progress what they were trying to do, and people will get involved. And it's live on demand. You can talk to a million people now. Before, you had to literally actually physically be in front of them, but because of the internet, we can be in front of millions of people when we're in our sleep. So just as we on this broadcast right now, it's been recorded, and as we promote it and put it out there, you never know who's going to hear you, when they're going to hear you, how they're going to hear you. But when they call, you just got to be ready to answer the phone. That's the most important thing. Don't wait. None comes to sleep but a dream. Don't wait for the dream to happen. Don't have to go to sleep. You have to know what you focus on. So with that being said, I yield the floor back to you, but none comes to sleep but a dream. That's all I got to say.
There you go. 100%.
All right. Well, listen, I hope somebody got something out of something we said tonight. I just pray, you know, you just don't know how to act with our people because they'll sit and listen. They did like a bump on a log. They just sit there, won't do nothing, won't go nowhere, won't do nothing, and expect things to change.
Hmm.
You know, and they blame the white man. If I'd have had this and that. Listen, come on, y'all.
What's that
different.
Saying? If it was the cookie, we'd be all drunk. Come on now.
Okay.
There you go.
In order to have what others will have, you've got to be willing to do what others won't do.
Amen. Amen.
And the
and
thing
you
is,
must be the change you seek. You must be the change you seek. You must
Amen.
Be the change you seek. Everybody
you
won't
go,
change,
man.
But don't nobody want to do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You must be the change you seek.
Well,
all
right,
guys, everybody got my number.
Right.
And
you just put in app.
I've got another Zoom I got to get on.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you coming on. And people, listen, do not let this pass you by. You know what they say
God bless
in the church. That I want to be on that number when the saints come running.
You can take a horse to water, but you can't make them drink it. You know.
Amen.
And
Amen.
One thing I know about our people, we can't even make them thirsty, and that's sad.
Oh,
wow. We can't even make them thirsty. Let alone drink the water.
Good.
We can't even make them thirsty. Y'all have a great evening. If anybody is thirsty,
okay, God
hey,
bless. So good to have 281, you.
281-802-8103. And y'all have a great evening.
God bless you. Thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate that. Listen, people, Dorothy Cook has been on for many, many years on
on television, BET, and made several people, many people, wealthy, and she can do it for you too. It is real, it's real. Hey, listen, we got the man himself on, Dr. Benjamin Bridges from Experiencing Spiritual Unity and Meditation Show, which come on tomorrow between 7 and 9 p.m. New York City time, Eastern Standard, 347-857-1311. We're going to bring him in and get some encouragement from him. Let's give him a nice warm welcome from the Black Business Billionaires Network Club. You're on. Dr. Benjamin, you're there? Hello? But we had Dr. Benjamin on a minute ago. I don't know what happened, but he'll come back on. And we just want you to keep calling in. We want you to take advantage of these programs. We want you to take advantage of these opportunities. We want you to invest in yourself, invest in your family, invest in a better future for your family, a better opportunity for your family as well. Just continue to invest. It is just a great opportunity. We're going to run this again here. We're going to run that Legal Shield again. You need a lawyer day, night, morning, afternoon, 365 days, winter, summer, spring, fall. You can have legal help. It is so important.
We live in dangerous times, and you never know when you'll need a lawyer. Introducing Legal Shield. Get legal help 24/7. For over 47 years, people from all walks of life have joined our community and our mission to empower and protect. Wait, there's more! Become a sales associate and watch your commission grow with every sale. We are working together to change the negatives into positives. Business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major corporations all across the globe. We focus on business education, advertising, so that everyone can see the return on their investment. Visit our website at robinsonir38.wearelegalshield.com. Or for more information, contact Dr. Ron Robinson at 914-363-9007 or 203-515-7167 or 914-530-5876. Again, visit us at our website at www.robinsonr38.wearelegalshield.com.
And we are back, and we're trying to check on Dr. Benjamin Bridges, if he's still there. Okay. He's not there for a minute. We want to talk a little bit about Attorney Jeff Robinson. Did a good summation on slavery, and we want to hear some of that as well while we're on.
If you have ever owned a slave, please raise your hand. Slavery is not our fault. We didn't do it. We didn't cause it. It's not our responsibility, but it is our shared history. And when we try and turn it into something that it's not, when we try and make more light of it than it was, then we are denying who we really are, and we are impeding our ability to truly move forward as a community or as a nation.
In most cases in the South, that's the way it worked, because they were treated as family. And they knew what they had. They didn't know what they were being faced with if they left.
So your view is that enslaved people were treated as family?
That's basically the way it was down South.
So what I want to talk to you about is part of the ugliness of our history. I want all of us to understand just how we laid the groundwork to own other human beings as property.
And so I think what I'm looking at are shackles that were designed for an adult male and shackles that were designed for a child of maybe 3 or 4.
Yes.
41 of the 56 people who signed the Declaration of Independence owned other human beings as property. When they were talking about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness,
They saw that as being completely consistent with enslaving people. Question. What kind of things happened here?
Lynchings or hangings took place here on this very spot.
Black folks here in Charleston refer to it as the lynching tree. America has demonstrated its greatness time and time and time again, and America is one of the most racist countries on the face of the earth. Those two things are not mutually exclusive. It is not an either or.
There must be a revolution of values in our country, because some of the values that presently exist are certainly out of line with the idealistic structure that brought our nation into being.
I was 11 years old in 1968, and to my young eyes, we had been on a path toward racial justice that was amazing. There was the Civil Rights Act, the Voting Rights Act, and we were seemingly, to me, at a tipping point where we were either going to roll forward with this incredible momentum on racial justice, or we could roll back. And then April 4th happened, and King got shot in the neck, and it felt like the whole thing just rolled back.
And a man grabbed me by the arm and said, "We don't allow blacks in the gym." And I remember turning to y'all and I said, "They've got a problem with the clock and with what's going on here. We all are out here. We're leaving."
I didn't know that.
I figured not.
Once again, America is having to look at issues of race dead in the eye. And once again, we are at a tipping point. And the reason I'm asking us to think about this is that literally the future is at stake.
And Larry, he came out with his hands in the air and said, "Don't shoot." Put the shotgun in his stomach and pulled the trigger at close range.
And what I'm going to ask us to do tonight is to have a naked lunch moment with race in America. It's that moment when everyone has to take a look at what is really on the end of their fork.
If I may ask you a question, Jeff, perhaps if Dylann Roof was educated, if he understood that he may not have gone down this path, what are your thoughts?
This is not going to be easy, but I can promise you this. It will never get easier to have an honest discussion about race in America than it is right now, because if we wait, it is only going to get harder.
The Larry that you heard referred to in that trailer was a young man named Larry Payne, who was 6 years older than I was, and he was killed in Memphis, Tennessee the week before King was assassinated, 1 week to the day. There was a march in support of striking sanitation workers, and that march broke into violence. Larry was confronted by a police officer who put a shotgun in his stomach and pulled the trigger. And his memory has been one of the things that's been forgotten about the garbage strike and the movement in Memphis. So I am Jeff Robinson, and I am a criminal defense lawyer from Seattle, Washington. And you could be asking, why are you here and why are you doing this? And that would be a completely legitimate question. And this is the way I'm going to answer it. In 2011, I became a parent because my wife's younger sister, Jeannie, who lived in Queens, New York, was suffering from MS and she passed away. And her 13-year-old son, Matthew, my nephew, then became my 13-year-old son because he was being raised by Jeannie and Jeannie's mother. Jeannie passed away in April of 2011, and her mom, my wife's mom, passed away in November of 2011. So Matt lost both of his parents. His father was never in the picture, and he moved to Seattle. Now, I was terrified about being a parent because I didn't know anything about how to do that. And I was scared a lot. But I was more scared because there was a young black man that moved into my home. And my work as a criminal defense lawyer in Seattle had been for 30 or 35 years working on issues of racial justice, working on issues for clients of color, working and speaking around the country on these issues. They were very important to me, but they were academic to a certain extent until Matthew showed up on my doorstep. And I got scared. And one of the reasons I was scared is that there had been a narrative going on in America about young black men for more than a decade, and it went something like this.
They are often the kinds of kids that are called super predators. No conscience, no empathy. We can talk about why they ended up that way, but first we have to bring them to heal.
Bring them to heal. As soon as you start talking about human beings like they're animals, get ready for some really bad shit to come. Because that's how we do it in America. We dehumanize people before we start to treat them as less than human. And so I was scared and I didn't know what to do, and I just started reading. And as I started reading, I was shocked. I didn't even know what I was looking for. But I started reading facts about our history in America that I had never seen before, that I had never heard before. And it was just scaring me, and it was shocking me. And it was shocking me because, as I said in that clip, I was born in Memphis, Tennessee in 1956 and was assassinated in 1968. The civil rights movement wasn't something I read about in a book. It was what we were living when we stepped out the door of our house in the black neighborhoods in Memphis, Tennessee, every day of our lives. And yet I was reading about these facts about our history that I had never heard before. I have had one of the best educations in America. I went to Marquette University and Harvard Law School, and nobody ever taught me this stuff. And so I felt humiliated. And then I felt angry because I thought, well, how come nobody taught me this? And so I thought, I'm going to forgive myself and get pissed off at my teachers, and I'll blame them. And then I thought, well, how could they have taught me if they weren't taught? And the amazing thing about this stuff is that these facts are hiding in plain sight. All you have to do is go and look, because human beings, from the time of the cave drawings in France that are 30,000 years old, human beings have a trait that has always been part of our existence. When we think we're doing something important, we write stuff down. And we keep it so people can read it later. And our history, from the time the colony started, is written down in plain fact for anybody that wants to take a look. And so I started to take a look, and I started to do these presentations about 7 or 8 years ago. And as they developed, I kept doing them, and I gave a presentation in 2017 in New York City. And one of the people in the audience was a woman named Sarah Kunstler. Is Sarah's father-in-law in the audience? Do I hear anybody? Could you stand up and introduce yourself, please?
My name is John Ferguson. I'm Sarah's.
Thank you, John, for coming, and I please give him a hand. Because Sarah Kunstler is the daughter of the famed civil rights lawyer William Kunstler. And Sarah came up to me after the presentation and said, I'd like you to meet my sister Emily, because we own a film company and we'd like to make a documentary about your presentation. And I thought that was the most stupid thing I had ever heard in my entire life. 1 year later, we are performing in Town Hall Theater on Broadway in New York City in front of a sold-out audience with 7 cameras filming. And since that time, we have gone across America filming interviews to put together a documentary called Who We Are, A Chronicle of Racism in America. What I'm here to do tonight is to give you an idea of what this documentary will cover and to give you a sense of the arc of the documentary, because I think that's perhaps the most important thing about this film is the arc that we're trying to cover. When people talk about slavery and atrocities that have happened in our past, what we often hear is, yeah, but that was a long time ago. It doesn't have any impact on the way things are today. And that's something that I want to challenge with this film. And so what I'd like to do is to walk through four segments of this arc. And this won't be everything that the documentary covers, I promise you that. But it will give you a flavor for the things that I think can make America look at who we are differently and can make us take steps that we have not yet taken in our existence. This stuff was hiding in plain sight. The term white supremacy is a difficult term and an extreme term. And I think it is used, and some people feel that it might be overused. What I want you to consider is that white supremacy was one of the founding pillars of American society. Now, if you think that's an overstatement, in the documentary, we will walk through the historical documents that will lay this out clearly. But some of what you'll see is that we know in 1619 we have these records of 20 and odd enslaved people landing somewhere near Jamestown, Virginia. But did you know that by 1790, American cotton production had grown to 1.5 million pounds a year? Has anybody on the stage ever held a freshly picked piece of cotton in your hand? And I don't mean something out of an aspirin bottle, but like out of a field, no twigs. How much does it weigh? I can't tell you how many cotton balls that weigh near nothing it took to get to 1.5 million pounds, but I can tell you how many enslaved people it took, 700,000. In 171 years, America went from 20 and odd enslaved people to 700,000. And the details behind this story are part of what we will paint in the documentary with historical documents. Many people will say, if you're talking about the history of enslavement in America, you really can't talk about the colonies because that wasn't America yet. America didn't happen until we broke away from England. And what I'd like you to think about in terms of the arc of this story is that the white supremacy that was at the heart of the economic life of the colonial Americans was doubled down upon when we wrote our Constitution. Article 1, Section 2 is the three-fifths clause. Every black person in America was counted as three-fifths of a human being. If I asked people in this room before I started this presentation, what is affirmative action? Almost all of us would say, oh, those were programs of uplift in the 60s and 70s directed at the black community. And then at some point the U.S. Supreme Court said, hey, that's reverse discrimination, and now there's kind of a balance. I'm not quite sure where it is. Many Americans think affirmative action started in the 1960s. Can you think of a more powerful form of affirmative action than giving one race of people the right to own another race? Article 1, Section 9, no ban on migration or importation of such persons before 1808. The word slavery, enslaved or slave, did not appear in the Constitution until the 13th Amendment. We'll get to that in a minute. Because the North understood that the South was upset by that word. It was kind of harsh. And so enslaved people were referred to as such persons. And no ban on migration meant that we need to keep the ships going to Africa to bring more enslaved people back because we are getting rich off of this. We can't cut this trade off until 1808. Article 2, Section 1. Each state shall appoint a number of electors equal to the number.
One reason.
To give the southern states a guarantee that they would have a significant role in electing the president of the United States. And here is where you will hear letters from people like Patrick Henry. Remember him, y'all? Give me liberty or give me death. Well, when the Constitutional Convention was happening, people thought they were doing something important. So they wrote stuff down. And Al Gore hadn't invented the internet yet, so people had to write letters to each other. And Patrick Henry, you will see in the documentary, an actor reading Patrick Henry's letter about there are 236,000 blacks in Virginia and fewer none in the northern states. Multiply 236,000 by three-fifths and you still get a big number, especially considering the size of America at the time. This was done directly to further the interest of the slave-owning states. Article 4, Section 2, no freedom for any runaway slave must be returned on demand. And I was telling Art earlier, I've been giving this presentation or some version of it for 7 or 8 years, and I have just realized recently that this document says an incredible thing. This part of the Constitution makes it clear that from the first day that this country came into existence, America turned to its law enforcement officers and said, your job is to control, contain, and suppress every black face in America. We wrote it in the Constitution. Because if there's no freedom for a runaway, what does that mean? The United States Marshals Service is on you to bring you back to your owner. And finally, people say the folks that wrote the Constitution were brilliant, and they were. Go back to Article 1, Section 9. No state could pass a law saying you can't bring enslaved people from Africa into our state, because that would be unconstitutional. But these folks were wily. They said, what if folks try and amend the Constitution? And so they doubled down and they said, you can't amend Article 1, Section 9 until after 1808. They were going to keep those ships coming. The word slavery is mentioned once in the 13th Amendment, which did not rid America of slavery. Neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as punishment for a crime, shall exist within the United States. That means that slavery and involuntary servitude do exist for people who have been convicted of a crime. Think about the new Jim Crow and mass incarceration in the light of this amendment. This was not done by mistake. And the documentary will demonstrate people knew exactly what they were doing when they wrote this amendment. So I wish I could see a show of hands. How many people know who the Colonial Marines were? I am trying to demonstrate how we have been deprived of the truth about our history. If you were never taught who the Colonial Marines were, the Colonial Marines were escaped enslaved people that fought for the British in the War of Independence and during the War of 1812. Why? Because the British said, if we win, you get your freedom. And the Colonial Marines in the War of 1812 were part of British troops that attacked the Americans right outside of Washington, D.C., drove them back into Washington, D.C., and set the White House on fire. And one of the people who was watching that happen was Francis Scott Key. And 3.5 weeks later, he was in Baltimore Harbor watching the bombing of Fort McHenry. And after 25 consecutive hours of bombing, when he saw the American flag still flying, he became overcome with patriotic fervor, and he wrote the poem that became the national anthem.
And where is that band who so vauntingly swore that the havoc of war and the battle of home and country should leave us no more?
People come.
People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been.
Your life has been.
Out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry. Your song, it will get better.
It's gotta get
better. It will get better.
It's gonna be
better. It will get better.
'Cause God,
God is in
control, y'all. Hey. Thank you, Lord. Hey.
Find the praise
within your heart. Gotta get better.